This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Do you ever think about switching insurance companies to see if you could save some cash? Progressive makes it easy to see if you could save when you bundle your home and auto policies. Try it at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Bring on the off-road. Bring home a new Honda. With a great deal on your favorite Honda vehicles. Conquer trails and back roads in cars built for exploring. With the rugged Honda Pilot, Ridgeline, CR-V, and Passport, the road might stop, but you're not done. All from the 2025 Kelley Blue Book Best Value brand.
Based on 2025 Consumer Choice Awards from Kelley Blue Book, visit kbb.com for more information.
This is the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Rachel Ware going to join the program later on. Nick will be here after he sells some insurance. he does it before and after. He's right. Taking advantage of the... dark out in the morning.
He's right. Closing right now.
Right, still dark out in the morning.
I'm surprised he hasn't stopped and hit up like the weird running club in the parking garage in the morning.
Yeah, I don't think you want to talk to those dudes.
Hey, a sale's a sale.
Yeah, well, I think they're just into, you know, hugging each other and running.
So. Right, and that
which
would
is
involve,
fine, man. Which is fine, man.
Getting here before 6 o'clock.
Yeah. You're right.
Well, there's that, Todd.
Those guys are there pretty early,
right,
man.
Those
guys get going really early.
They do.
We'll have none of that.
But they're not here when I get here.
Isn't that some Jesus thing or something?
You know, I suppose.
I never talked to those dudes. Better,
anytime there's a gathering like that, I assume.
It's Jesus-based.
Jesus is in there somewhere. Yeah.
Running and fellowship. At 5 a.m.
They all hit rock bottom somewhere, say to go find Jesus. Good morning. Not all of them. I don't know who you dudes are, but if you don't harm anybody, just work out in the morning, you know.
Yeah, they must show up between when I get here and when you guys get here.
I never have to.
I haven't seen them in a while.
Because it's winter. Well, no, it's been nice weather, though.
It's too nice out.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's right. They run in the crap.
I only see them when it's about minus 10.
Speaking of running, by the way, we missed this yesterday. That dude from the... track coach from beat that dude, this Somalian, at the very last moment in the L.A. marathon. Did you see that? It's crazy, man. There's a Somalian guy or Ethiopian, whatever, you know, somebody like that usually wins that thing. The L.A. marathon was this past weekend.
Okay.
And this dude comes sprinting up. You'll see him if you watch the video. And he catches the African runner right at the finish line, and he's a United States citizen, and he's a track coach.
He won by 0.01 seconds.
Oh, he's way back.
True photo finish. And by the way, most marathon winners are from Kenya.
Kenya, that's right. Yeah. This is the Kenyan kid, right?
Yeah, this guy was from Kenya.
Yeah,
yes.
But the guy that beat him was an American guy who was a track coach. And
When's the last time that you? And Americans won any kind of major marathon like that.
This may be the first time.
It's not the first time.
No.
Frank Shorter. Guys in the 70s won those things.
Yeah.
Frank Shorter, those guys all won those things a bunch of times.
Did they win?
Oh, yeah. Frank Shorter won. Yeah. There was a bunch of guys who won in the
70s. That was Olympic stuff.
No, that was the New York Marathon.
Okay.
They've won that. Americans have won that. Not recently anymore.
I don't keep track of that.
Because Kenyans just go up and run across the country for a little fun.
And it's specifically Kenyans that kick ass at this.
But this guy beat him, and you could say, obviously the Kenyan at the end is just trying to finish. He's not falling down or anything.
Yeah, he is. You know, the photo I look at.
Well, at the very end, he reaches out. That's why, Todd. If you watch him running the whole time, it's one of those situations. Anybody's ever run. I remember running back in the day for doing a 3K or whatever, a 5K or whatever. And then you take off too quick, and then you...
You spend all your energy,
and then you're just, damn, you want to get finished. And that's what this dude's doing. I mean, he's obviously just running the end of a marathon. But the other dude's got a sprint in him, and he runs at least a football field, maybe further, to catch this guy. You got to watch the video. It's crazy.
Yeah, it has been.
You watching it right now?
Looking at it. It has been a while since an American won a major race like this. It was...
70s?
It was last year in L.A.
Oh, okay.
All right.
A guy named Matt Richmond won he was 207. This year it was 211.
When's the last time an American's won the New York Marathon or the Boston Marathon?
Yeah, the New York Boston Marathons.
They're the big ones.
Those are the ones I pay attention. Well, I don't pay it as much as I
wouldn't have paid attention to this either, Todd, but this was just it made sports because I got caught in
as much as I pay attention to marathons. Yeah, right. New York and Boston.
Let's see.
When's the last time an American won the ball? The Boston Marathon, obviously.
New York Marathon off. Men's winner, 2009.
Okay.
Although, I don't know.
Aren't some of those men's winners, though, aren't they Kenyan dudes that live here?
That's what I think this is.
I know.
Looking at the guy's name. Well,
it was like, what was it, the Olympics, not this Olympics. Oh, there was some big thing going on where the Americans kicked ass in cricket. But they're all Indian dudes that are American citizens.
Yeah.
The guys that play the game, right?
And then if you roll back from 2009, in 1982, or actually 3 years in a row, 80, 81, 82, there was an American named Alberto Salazar who won.
I remember him.
Remember that name.
He's born in Cuba.
Yeah.
So.
Well, but he's still an American.
Yeah.
But I was wondering about the Kenyan part, you know.
Oh, yeah. There's been a lot of
Kenyans.
Those
guys dominate forever.
Yeah, pretty much since...
Well, it's a good old white American won that damn thing. Shorter, probably.
It's about the late 80s, the Kenyans have dominated. Right. There's a lot of Kenyans winning. Right. That's the New York Marathon.
Running is dumb.
It really is.
Running is dumb.
Really. Did you see more research coming
out about that, too. Just don't run, man.
Did you see the other story about the L.A. Marathon that I saw yesterday about how I guess it was supposed to be hot that day?
Okay.
Like upwards of 80 degrees. So they said if you make it to mile 18, you can quit and still get your finisher medal.
You get
medal.
Your participation medal.
But no, it said finisher.
Oh, okay.
The medal said it was a finisher medal.
Yeah, but then you got to put 18 on the back of your car. You know, instead of 26-1 or something.
Well, you still get the finisher medal.
Yeah,
I would think you wouldn't want it.
Well,
if you're a true runner, you didn't finish it.
No, but I understand why they want. I would quit anyway because hey, it's 18 miles. They don't want people dropping dead. Probably.
It was a heat thing. They didn't want if you get to 18 and you're feeling like you might pass out, but you want to keep going for it. No, just quit here and we'll give you the medal anyway.
I think. You didn't run a marathon.
No,
but
you did.
But I couldn't run 18 miles either. So good for them. You know? Even when I was younger, I didn't want.
Why
to
would you want
miles.
To? Yeah.
No,
I used to jog all the time, but not that. You know, a couple of 2 miles, maybe a mile, 2 miles.
I
a
could
day
walk
for
that
years,
in three or four days. Did you see? I got to pull the story up here, but there was a woman. I think she had a friend too, but they did 10,000 miles. In a year, I forget where they started, but they showed their finishing point.
Walking, you mean?
Yeah, it was hike. And they were in, they were wherever that buoy of the southernmost point of the U.S. and outside of Key West, Florida. But that's like 30 miles a day. They were walking 30 miles a day every day for a year.
Did they, 30 miles every day?
Yeah, I mean, they were
364?
There wasn't any elevation changes. They were
walking. They're walking down the side of the, side of the highways.
They're walking a lot of roads.
Doesn't matter,
and stuff
man.
Like
you're going
that,
through how many sneakers? Your feet are blistered up. You're in bad shape.
30 miles a day.
Right.
Goodbye, toenails.
Oh yeah.
Those are gone. Yeah, Matt.
Walk, you know,
Madison Pegleg Blagden. Year-long trip.
I didn't know about the peg leg part.
That's
peg leg.
Where does she get?
Well,
that
her
name?
Feet aren't hurting. Then think about that. She only has one foot hurting.
I don't know if she's got a peg leg.
Why they call her peg leg?
They actually topped 10,000. It was 10,071 miles in 365 days.
Well, I'll tell you what, they had to lose a lot of weight if they started off, and they probably weren't big to start with.
Well, unless they're...
Because walking is the best way to lose weight.
Packing on calories.
Well, calories too. Yeah, but you're still walking them off, Todd. No matter how many calories you are, if you're walking 30 miles a day, those calories are gone. You probably got to eat tons just to stay moving.
You got to keep moving.
Yeah. You got a carb load.
I'm sure they...
Carb load and poop
went
in the morning.
Many a roadside diner.
Oh, yeah. Did they have a little van slowing down beside them the whole time? Imagine driving the van at a mile an hour.
Yeah, they probably had a follow crew, I'm guessing.
Yeah.
You kind of have to for something like that, don't you?
30 miles.
You can't have everything you need for something like that in a backpack.
Can you do that? Can you just do 10 miles a day? Takes about 3 years there, right?
But that doesn't get you 10,000 miles.
No, it doesn't.
Okay. Yeah, as far as I can tell, she does have two normal legs.
All right.
I don't know where
why are they calling
I'm trying to figure that out. I can't get there.
All right.
I don't know.
Okay. Well, I've had 321 steps already today, but you know, I don't have to do anything. So,
wow.
I have my steps thing here. Yeah.
That's from the bedroom to the basement, with a stop off in the kitchen.
That's exactly what that is. Yeah. No, bedroom, bathroom, back to bedroom, kitchen, basement. Yeah. So out there. I'll walk more later on the day.
All right. Maybe get that up towards 1,000.
No, I usually do about 6 to 10 a day. On this app.
Yeah. Really?
Oh yeah. No, yeah, because I, yeah, closer to 6 more than 10, but yeah, I walk through the neighborhood and put on a bunch of steps on. It's been nice. Like, you guys have had great weather all winter. We really haven't here, so, but it's been really beautiful now. So
you have just sidewalks? Are they like trails or?
No, I'll do sidewalks through my neighborhood or the street, depending on the sidewalk's crooked. You know that you can't, you walk like peg legged. It sucks, you know?
Yeah.
If your one foot's a little lower than the other one, like walking on the beach with one foot lower than the other one, and that'll mess you up, man. All right. We got Rachel Ware in the studio later on this morning, hanging out with us, and Nick will be here eventually.
Whenever.
Yeah, exactly, right. No, good news about cannabis coming up, too, more of it. Yeah. I drank none of those drinks last night and just drifted off to sleep, a little high. It was cool.
Have you found something else to put in the glass for the rest of the night?
No.
I really do think that's the key to those things.
Yeah. Well, I was talking to a buddy of mine about that, too. He's not really a pothead. He's more of a drinker, too, but...
Like what, a roofie or?
Well,
what are you thinking?
No, I just
something else you like to drink that will that gives you the ritual of drinking the rest of the night.
It doesn't really bother
me.
I figure that out almost already now. I just drink that thing. It's like a 12-ounce or 16-ounce can of 10 milligram, and it tastes like a Sprite, kind of like a light. It's like 50 calories. That's all it is. And then you're just an hour later, you're pretty freaking high. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's good. It's a good deal.
I learned last night.
And you sleep naturally, too.
If there's not enough vodka to last you through the night, you could actually just take smaller shots. and you put less vodka.
Oh, you're out of vodka? Doesn't that suck, man?
Into the cocktail. And, you know, it was
fun. I bought a backup bottle of vodka like about a week ago and brought it home, and the other one was still almost full. I said, I don't want to run out.
I think,
man,
it's more the comfort of holding a drink.
Yeah. You know, I know that.
That's the ritual I'm more into. So,
oh, yeah.
You know,
and the alcohol feels great.
Yeah, but I could probably do better with less.
Just weed, you mean?
Well, and that's what I'm talking about.
No, just less alcohol. Instead of, you know, a double or a triple every cocktail. And maybe,
oh, so you learned last night she's running out, you do one shot. I know. I should do singles, too. But
maybe just put a shot in there.
Yeah.
Boy,
what? That sounds crazy, though, doesn't it, Todd?
Yeah.
I don't like one shot of vodka is worthless.
Yeah, because I understand cold turkeying the alcohol is difficult.
Yeah.
But if you can... You know,
I'm not quitting it.
Draw down and, you know, fade a little bit that way. Yeah. That might be the way to go.
Well, that's why people are doing more of the weed stuff.
Yeah.
It's still weird, though. Have you ever talked to somebody in public or just somebody that just anywhere and you still get this weird vibe about weed from grown-up people? It's weird. It's like, smoking weed. What?
I don't know.
What year are you? I don't hang with those people, but I've heard it.
I don't know where
they're in certain situations. I'm thinking, what are you talking about, man?
You think that's a generational thing?
No,
but it's real. No, it shouldn't be, because guys our age in the 70s were getting high all the time.
I know, but they've also kind of lost their sense of humor.
No, but also depends upon what echo chamber you happen to be hanging
out.
That's
true.
Or just here in general, right?
Yeah.
Right. But I'm talking about, I know guys, I'm talking about true alcoholics. We say, hot. It's like you and, like old man when say, hey, Todd, you're still on the grass as he's drinking a scotch, you know?
Yeah.
So, those kind of guys.
His third scotch.
Yeah.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.